When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 7.5 minutes past the hour. The Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us today. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy. They've already given you a kickoff hour along all the Rick and Bubba platforms. So catch that as part of your Rick and Bubba experience if you get a chance. Eddie Van Adler settles into his spot. The YouTube experience begins. He has all kinds of things happening to you. Live, subscribe to the Rick and Bubba YouTube channel, and you'll get an alert when the show is live, when the Bible study is live. We're back on that today, a new one today. We post all kinds of archives and videos of the day, and there's a lot to grab enjoying that YouTube experience that Adler gives you. There's all kinds of ways to get the show. America's boldest radio stations on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network. Also, you have our TuneIn app. You can catch us streaming anywhere in the world. Live, and then after it's over, old shows play and old bits play on our 24/7 Rick and Bubba channel. You also can catch our podcast archives, audio only every day. And, of course, as I already mentioned, you can catch us on the YouTube archive as well as live. And of course, also, there's iHeartRadio. You know, we have sometimes our affiliates are available both on streaming and terrestrial. And then, of course, we even have TV stations around the country that carry that best of hour every day that you can also see on Blaze TV. So if you're not able to grab a little Rick and Bubba content every day, it's not because it's not available. You just need to go out and figure out how to consume it. And you can find most of that, if not all of that, at rickandbubba.com. And there he is, the other half of the two sexiest fat men alive, the pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba.
Good morning, Rick Burgess. Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome in to the little party. The little meeting on the back porch that we like to call Rick and Bubba.
Yes, everybody sing it again.
Come on in and stay a while.
I'll give a little bit.
Everybody sing it.
I'll give a little bit of my life for you.
There they are, Bubba. Super Tramp.
Super Tramp.
Where were you on Super Tramp?
They were all right. I wouldn't probably go out and buy the album. I think it was called Breakfast in America.
That was the big one. That was the big one.
I remember it in the record club when it was the featured album.
Oh yeah, it had the diner pancakes. Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I think that the kids of today have missed out on, and that was the record club where you got 12. Albums for one penny.
No doubt.
And then had to buy three at the regular price over the next 5 years or whatever the deal was.
You couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
What it was really people catfishing before catfishing was streaming.
But let me tell you, those when you got that up front group, it was awesome.
Oh, man.
It was awesome because, you know, we didn't have online. We didn't have videos at that time to see what these bands looked like. So you hope they put a picture in their album, you know, and a lot of times the album covers were a lot more detailed. I mean, they'd have like little books almost.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of good stuff.
And I look forward to those. Some were duds, some were pretty cool.
They were good.
Some, but I guarantee we all can remember a bunch of albums that we got in those record clubs.
Yes.
Oh, Bubba, I mean, it's probably the albums I remember the most. And, you know, and then there's those that your mom would take away from you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, you didn't know. Yeah. You were a stupid little kid. But it also shows you that certain images would draw you in. But
I remember one that I got, and I don't even think there was like a lot of good songs on it.
Right.
But it was Bob Welch.
I remember.
Breach Kiss. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the
Sentimental Lady.
Yeah, sure that's did. It. That was a pretty good song. But it wasn't like it was, you know, there was a lot of hits.
There was one more. I can't remember what
Now, do I have this right? Bob Welch was also an original member of Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, he was. Okay. That is correct.
By the way, there you go. Take that one, Adler. But,
and I think he pitched for the Dodgers.
You know what was in our first batch that we ordered that I remember? Kiss Destroyer.
that's the one that
I love
Mom came in and asked some questions about.
But I got
Detroit
Pablo,
Rock
I got,
City.
I got Pablo Cruz. Find Your Place in the
Sun. Course, of course.
Had that one.
We had Peter Frampton.
I had Foreigner. Yeah. Double Vision.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one.
That's a huge one.
Yeah.
We had ELO, Out of the Blue.
Yeah, I did too. Sure had that with a spaceship. On
had to have it.
That was standard.
Yeah. But I remember.
Adler, can you find Bob Welch's French Kiss?
Easy. Easy.
You could see how this would be.
It's no worse than Miss Universe. It's no worse than Miss Universe. It really is.
You could see how a teenage boy would be drawn to that album.
How about the Miss America thing the other day? There are no album covers that were as bad as that. Think about it. They wouldn't be allowed. No. But the
fact that she had a giant moon over her head when she turned around.
I wasn't ready for that. I really wasn't.
That's good.
But that's classy. Funny. Classy.
Yep.
There's
old Bob.
Yep, there's old Bob. Yep. That was the
Yeah, you like that, huh, Bob?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes, sure. But I remember, let me tell you this.
Jefferson week, Starship.
Speaking of electronics, I remember on Breakfast in America with Supertramp, back to the band that opened up the hour. So they had this really weird song called The Logical Song. And in that Logical Song, Greg and I discovered, you know, they were using sound effects and stuff at the end with all the technology. And the little football game just had the dots on it that you would try to score with dots. And it would go, when you scored or you didn't make it on first down, it would go. They put that in the song at the end. And when Greg and I caught it, we thought that was, hey, somebody got that football game and put it up there in the studio.
What was the name of that? Because we all had, it was a little white.
It was the most ridiculous video game.
So
it was just dots.
But it was fun to try to get around.
It was fun. We played it all the time.
It was white, and it was, you know, about the size of maybe two or three packs of cards.
The field wasn't even 100 yards. You had to go down the field twice.
Yeah, the Mattel one was the best one, and Coleco had one too, but it wasn't as good.
Oh, I forgot about Coleco one or whatever.
You were a little bit lesser if you had the Coleco. You were showing off.
You know, the artwork on those album covers were really amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like that used to be part of it.
The Jefferson Starship one had the girl riding the dragon. You remember that?
I don't.
Raised on Radio Journey had the little radio station out under the tower.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Fantastic. All right, so there we go. Once again.
Memory Lane.
Also, on the What in the World is Happening to the Men on the Show, the good news is, if you were distracted like the email yesterday of the graying of my mustache, the big slice across my nose will be even more distracting today. I decided not to wear the Band-Aid anymore because I thought it would be too distracting. I look like Rocky trying to do the show. And how'd that happen? We'll talk about that.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Things you need to know. Installment number 3 today in our walk through the Revelation in the Wednesday Bible study. It's back today. We'll start now walking through the 7 churches today, the church at Ephesus will be our focus. We'll get into chapter 2 today, and that's noon Central Time on our YouTube channel, 1 o'clock Eastern, and then it's archived after that. And that's how most of you get it anyways, on the archive, and then it'll be available on your own time soon after in the audio only on our podcast channel as well, so you can do either one. All right, so yesterday, here's how the day was set up for old Burge. We did America's Favorite Radio Show, you know, and we finished that up, finished up all of our production. And then my goal yesterday was a 1 o'clock meeting that would we were talking in the break. The Man Church Conference is now sold out, so now we're going into the mode. It's about 5 weeks away. So now we're going into the mold. Is it 6 weeks? 5-6 weeks away. We go in 40 days. We go into the mode of let's get everything organized.
here's the programming, here's this, what about that? Now what does the band and the worship leader need? What's their tech needs? Here's hey, you do this, I've got this handled. All that. Now we were huge planning now. So I get ready for that first meeting that is now the let's solidify the whole deal. And Andy Blanks and Les Bradford are meeting with me. We're talking about all things involving that. 1 p.m. will be our meeting.
1 p.m.
And I was set up out here at the old conference table to talk to them. I even cleaned off a little space on my dry erase bowl in case we needed that.
All right.
And I was patiently waiting. And so remember yesterday that I went off and left my lunch because on days like this, look, I'm settled into the new place. It's got its highs. It's got its lows. I love my office. There's things I love about it. I don't like the bathroom thing. I don't think any of us do. We've made that clear. And not because we're above that. It's because it's such a big change of how we lived our lives for 14 years.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if you're here and you don't have a lunch planned with somebody, the old walking around the corner, grabbing something, coming back to your office, that's not available either. So I normally bring my lunch on days like that, and I forgot it. That's on me.
There it is.
Okay, and I had to teach Rick. You know, and so I thought to myself, okay, well, there's certainly things here. We have that snack thing on the second floor, which I haven't been to yet this year. And it's been a couple, it's probably been a month and a half since I've been to that location.
Yeah, there's some warm-up things.
There's not a lot there. And I thought, you know what, I'm in a little bit of a bind because it's getting close to them being here. And I said, I think I'm going to run up there real quick and get me something. Just a protein bar, if there's one in there, or maybe something in the cooler
to get through the meeting.
Just to get something on my stomach.
Right.
And I don't even, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, I wear glasses, so I have my glasses on.
Oh, no. I think I know.
Yeah. And so I'm coming up the second floor, and I'm kind of in a hurry.
Oh, no.
And so when I round the corner, the way that thing is made, now it's stupid. It's so stupid.
I know what happened.
The way it's made, it looks like you can walk right into it.
Mm.
Okay. And that giant.
We actually have said, I wonder if anyone.
See, that's my face. Yeah. See that smudge? Yeah. That's my face hitting it.
Oh,
wide open.
No.
Rick, you don't understand. Okay. We had a discussion one day. I said, I wonder if somebody's
sure
walked
did.
It.
And I have almost run into it before in the past.
Rick.
Because you don't see the door. The door's off to the left.
Hey,
so you see that. It looks like at an airport, it looks like you just walk right in there.
Uh-huh.
And so
it's a clean window.
So I'm not paying attention.
I'm getting
my thoughts organized, and I turn around, and there was a woman inside wearing a mask for some reason. But there was a woman inside in a mask, and I hit that window. I'm talking about.
You're like when a bird hits a window in your house.
Talking about I hit it.
It's like a deer hitting a car.
I hit it hard.
Why do you give anything?
No. And when it hit it, my glasses, it hit so hard, it slices the top of my nose. And my nose just starts pouring blood. I thought I broke it. I thought I broke my
cannot
nose.
Cannot believe
it. I thought I broke my nose.
Is this lady scared to death?
Oh,
yeah.
She
this
was
point?
Are you all right? And I said, I've done this before, believe it or not, just not this hard. And because it looks like you can just walk, because they keep it real clean. It looks like you can just walk right.
We had that conversation.
Because, you know, in airports, you walk in a place like that right to it.
Yeah.
You know, or other places.
I bet it sounded like a bull in a china shop.
Oh, you know it.
So anyway, then you go to the assessment, which every time over the years I've been injured doing something stupid, I have the same assessment. Is my nose broke? That was my first thought, because I broke it probably three times in my life.
Right.
And so I was like, so I take it and I start trying to adjust it to be sure if I need to get it back right where it's supposed to be. It's bleeding now. And now I go from, okay, my nose is bleeding, and I don't think it's broken. But then I start noticing that cut is really pouring blood.
No,
you know what I mean?
Rick, you hit it that hard.
Oh,
good thing you didn't break it.
Well, when I got home, Sherry was like, you should have gone and got a stitch on that cut. And I was like, no, I can get a stitch.
Glue it.
And so now I'm like, I've got a meeting in 10 minutes, and I'm bleeding, I'm whatever.
I got to ask a question. Did you go ahead and get some food?
I did not. It shook me so much.
Oh, no.
Well, I went in to get food and just finish.
It even messed your hair up.
But then I started bleeding so bad. You know,
it messed your hair up. It hadn't even recovered.
Yeah, I hate that. Ever, but I wish I would have been in there.
So it was. It started bleeding so bad I couldn't get the food. Because now I've got to go. I got to attend to it.
Is it inside bleeding and outside or just the
both?
Oh, both. No, the double whammy.
And then you can feel the swelling starting like you may never breathe again. And at one point I thought it might blacken under my eyes. But it didn't. When I got home, I iced it and all that. But I have got
a text message this morning from someone that was with you yesterday during the meeting, not necessarily during this, and said there is two security cameras up there.
I know. That's my next one.
So we need to try to figure out how we get access.
Come on, man. We got to have that. Yeah.
Do y'all see the smudge on the glass where I hit it?
Rick, what is somewhat funny about this is that you fake getting hit by doors all the time.
I know.
That is true.
Yeah. Look right there. That's my face.
So,
golly. You know, when you think Chubbs couldn't see that cooler,
Rick, when you
were locked in,
how about when you, because you're completely not
There's
ready,
he's going.
And all of a sudden, bam,
hey, hurt.
I bet.
Really hurt. And you know how your eyes water when your nose goes off? Yeah. Don't miss, though.
How much time do you have between when this happened and when the meeting is starting?
10 minutes.
You got to gather yourself.
How much blood is all over you?
Are they already here?
They came, they were pulling up in the parking lot as I was ramming my face into the glass.
So they got to see the blood.
Tissue up your nose. When they came, it was tissue in the nose, and they looked at me and said, "Man, did you get jumped in the parking lot?" And I started to lie.
You're the other guy.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't have a great story, guys.
Yeah.
And then they had to see it. I had to take them upstairs and show them where it happened.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the smear and everything.
We had that discussion. I never imagined it'd be one of us.
Uh-huh. Then I get home, and then Sherry's like, "What happened?" And then she and I were working out together yesterday. And then I have to explain that again.
Right.
Then, of course, of all days, they never come by. Now one of my sons is coming by. Now I got to do it again. He's got somebody with him, then I have to explain it to them.
Right.
So,
wow, Rick.
You know, when you got a war story, you can't wait to tell people. But when it's just stupid, do y'all realize how alarming that is? That's just stupid.
Golly.
Stupid. I feel bad for the woman who was traumatized.
I know. Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We're about to tell you about the quality of one of our products that is no longer available.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of Dairy Berry here, but those of you that have this mighty product, you will once again say recognize, because boy, what it's been through,
Rick. And I think everybody knows the devastating tornadoes we had come through at the end of last week. We had loss of life in our state, Autauga County, seven people killed, six people killed there, one in Georgia, and countless people losing their homes.
Yep.
This is from Justin Wallace, and the title is "Continue Praying for Autauga County and Others." "Hello, guys. Just wanted to let you know that the past 5 days have been really tough. My family and I lost our home that we just purchased in August. I guess I thought I could have something.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
But many others to the south and southwest of y'all have lost everything as well. Now, I can't speak for everyone, but during the cleanup, I've had to listen to you guys in little bits. Not how I normally listen to the show from start to finish every day, but I plan on catching up. But in the meantime, the few times I can tune in are helping keep some positive thoughts about such a devastating time. But today was another step in a positive direction, as I found a cherished item from the debris. On a serious note, please continue to pray for all these folks affected by the storms. Because everyone can get us through this disaster, but the prayer warriors of Rick and Bubba show really get the job done.
No doubt about that.
So, but Rick, they had a picture of the Rick and Bubba spatula.
The Rick and Bubba spatula survived the tornado?
Right. I didn't see what Adam was showing because I was looking down reading. There's video of him actually coming out of the piles of debris with it. Did you see this?
Here it is. Okay. All right, here we go. This is it right here. Here he comes. He looks like one of us. Look, he's got it in his hand.
Found my Rick and Bubba spatula.
Wow. Look at that.
All is not lost.
Wow. How about that? It was laying in the rubble.
Good night.
It doesn't even look like it's got a scratch on it.
I know when you've had something this devastating, and now you're on the other side of it, you just look for those little things of positive and little notes of hope. And how about when you find one of our most comical items that we've ever offered,
the
Rick and Bubba spatula. How about it, the whole house is destroyed and it doesn't look like it has a scratch on it?
Bubba, I mean, I don't even see a blemish.
I knew that thing was built good, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, how about that right there?
Complete with a bottle opener on top.
That picture is unbelievable. Yeah, there's like roofing tiles, and it's just laying amongst plywood, and it's just crazy.
Look at that son of a gun.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
We got
Justin, thanks for sharing. That's funny. I appreciate your sense of humor and all that devastation. And look, I mean, just look at what the home site used to look like.
Does that break your heart that we don't have those anymore? A little heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. My heart breaks for these folks, and you know where they were living a few days ago is now a pile of rubble. We hope they're insured and can get that taken care of promptly. But even if you do, the disruption is just amazing.
Bubba, even if you've got insurance, and praise God for that being available to help you with the financial burdens, but the hassle, insurance don't do anything about the hassle because you still don't have your house, and it's going to be a long, long time before you do.
Yeah, and
especially now with all the garbage of everything now.
You know, the personal items you lose in it, you know, pictures and videos and things that, you know, were important to you up before that storm. Wow, it's devastating. And I know we have those, you know, literally every month of some form or fashion. Yeah. And you feel for people that happens to, but you get to move on with your day and go on, and the memories of that fade a little bit sometimes. But when you're having to rebuild, that's just I can't imagine. It's hard for me to put myself in their position and think about what I would be doing and thinking about today. So our thoughts and prayers are with all you guys. Well, it's amazing
to see that old spatula laying there, like you said, to try to give you a little chuckle.
You got to laugh when you see that sitting there, without a scratch, Rick.
Well, all of our grilling tools. I told Bubba, I laughed last night. We're all enjoying all this time of year delicious deer meat that has come in this year. We've had quite a bountiful harvest, and we had a deer roast cooking last night. So I went to get the Wildwood fork, you know, to get the meat out to start pulling, and it was just falling off the bone, cooked all day long. And it was so good with some potatoes and onions and carrots, and it was just so good. Put that beef broth in there and let it just stay in there all day long.
Come on.
And so I reached to get that fork. And as I'm going to get the roast, I just look, and right there on it says Wildwood Fork.
Yeah.
And I just started laughing, and it had that old heavy-duty feel, just like the great spatula. And I just thought, these grilling tools of ours are funny. Now, doggone it, they're not available, and you can't hardly get them anymore.
Yeah,
but
well, we need to revisit
that. Can I tell you what, though? That's a funny little group of products right there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I just laughed the fact that we would have – it just says Wildwood Fork as I'm getting the meat out. And then the old spatula, we just have it misspelled. We ain't going to apologize for it.
No.
You know, somebody that means business is on our other grilling tool. Sure. I mean, it's just.
In that area down there, too, I know in the Alexander City area, I saw where some food trucks were out feeding people this weekend. You know, that's.
There is the trailer.
I know. I'm glad somebody's doing it.
Right.
Yeah, we were not able to do it, but I'm glad somebody's doing it.
No, that's so good.
We all love Bubba. And Rick,
that song, I heard it when y'all played on Best of It, and I laughed. I'd forgotten, because this time I just rode in the car and act like I was hearing it as a listener, and it slayed me.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
I mean, I didn't realize the details we got into even at the end with the choir and everything. Yeah.
We all love. That's so good.
And Adler, I don't know if you have the Bob Joyce video. Maybe we can see it when we come back.
Yeah, this is the guy that we played that everybody keeps thinking he's Elvis. And he's, by the way, he's tired of it.
Yeah, I think he's had enough.
Yeah, he's tired of that.
He's having some people, I think, accuse him of trying to profiteer for the church.
Right,
He has to go on record and set all that straight.
There comes a time.
But, I hate to say it, while he was doing it, I kind of, in the back of my mind, thought he sounds like Elvis doing it.
Well, there's nothing.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing
I hate to be
worse.
That way.
There's nothing worse, and we'll listen to it when we come back. There's nothing worse than while you're denying being Elvis, it sounds like Elvis denying he's him.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of.
I don't.
But it takes kind of a serious.
But
tone,
well, he's tired of it.
Yeah, we'll listen to it, and you can bail out when you want.
I respect the fact that he's going. Y'all do realize I'm a pastor, and this is we don't do this.
The part I watched, he never uses the name Elvis. He just says, I'm not someone else. He's gone that far, he won't even mention the word Elvis.
We'll be right back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
He never said, I'm not Elvis.
No.
He said, I was, and I am, and I always will be me.
That's right.
Oh, Bubba's trying to blow holes in.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to know who the other said me.
He literally did not deny it. He just said, I'm me. He didn't say he wasn't Elvis.
And should he have had blue suede shoes on? Probably not. Probably not.
You think one of the three is Kenny Rogers?
He's been. Yes. I bet it is, Greg.
We were wondering.
He's got that look.
He does. I bet it was.
But I bet he's a great guy and solid, and we'd probably love hanging out.
I heard he was a little rough.
I made that up.
Well, I do like that he's saying, look, guys, we can't go down this road. We got to be serious about what's going on here.
What if he just said that, went to the side of the stage, put a cape on, and walked out?
Nailed down.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Like wings.
Oh, man.
Glory.
What if he walked out and he said, I know some of y'all lonesome tonight. All right, so, top of the hour.
Somebody got suspicious minds.
Rick and Bubba.
Just want to be called green. Is it the green movement now?
Rick, it's like so many other movements, the name is going to constantly change.
Yes, especially when the name they choose doesn't work anymore. It sounds like they just moved to a different name.
Right. Keep it moving, baby.
Here's our green update now. What is it called now? We called it a global warming update.
Burn, baby, burn.
Two of the green movement's heroes in the news today, Greta Thunberg. And Bubba's favorite, Mr. Longface himself, John Kerry.
Why is he so sad, though? I don't understand.
Why the long face?
Anyway.
This is Rick. This is Greta Thunberg.
Whatever her name is.
It borderlines on child abuse. The way they,
100%.
They abuse this little girl, and she got her all tore up about something that somebody her age ought not be worried about.
Right.
So we have her again. She is being detained by police in Germany. Is that correct? At a protest?
Well, smiling to the camera.
Yeah. And she's done.
Is that her being toted off?
Yeah, that's her right there.
We do not like you screaming, how dare you? How dare you? How dare us?
How dare you?
Shouldn't she be in school?
No.
Do they not have any school rules over there?
They don't. Yeah,
she's 20 now.
Is she really? Is she that old?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She grew up right before our eyes.
Yep. Look at her smiling.
Just
for the
other day, she was 14 calling Trump out.
She was briefly detained. That's so good. Once identity was established, she was free to go. We did not like you. How dare you dare us?
So they're doing photo ops with the police.
Yeah.
They're not actually.
No.
I mean, all of this is a stage photo op.
Bubba, of course it is.
Do you see many criminals getting toted off that they stop and do posed pictures?
No.
Look at the arm on the shoulder like they're really being mean about
it. That's incredible. So is this supposed
to? What are they protesting in a cornfield?
Yeah. Is this her? It doesn't even tell what she's even trying to do. The carbon is still in the ground.
Well, they're trying to open.
As long as the carbon is in the ground, the struggle is not over. That's what she's saying. See, there's no pleasing them.
They're trying to open a new coal mine in Germany.
Oh, okay.
If I understand the story right.
So
they're protesting that.
How dare you?
Well, you know what? I would tell little Greta that, if we're going to have all these battery cars, we got to have a pretty good electrical grid to charge them. And how are you turning those turbines there in Germany?
Well, here's what I would say to Greta. I would say, Greta, to your point, all the minerals we need to make these batteries for these earth-saving electric cars
are in the ground.
If you don't like mining of coal, let me quote Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Dun, dun.
Greta!
So this is some photo op for all of us to look at the plight of Greta.
How dare you?
So next up, Bubba, your favorite.
John Kerry.
John Kerry.
He's never seen a rich widow that he'd pass on.
Looking sharp.
Okay. He's got a quote for us today. Well, look, don't don't get on the comedian. Get on the guy who does.
That's
it.
Right.
I mean, look at the track record, guys. You can't deny.
Well,
this.
You remember when the I thought.
I mean,
was,
he had eyes for Oprah there for a while.
That's right. Yeah. I was about to say
she was looking pretty good.
We got to laughing on the air that day that that Oprah was announced as the richest woman in the world.
And here comes John Kerry.
And we said in a second story, she's been proposed to by John Kerry.
Old Swift boat.
Old Swift boat. Greg, I will move my yacht to where I don't have to pay the taxes. I'm making everybody else pay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Help get it passed and then move my yacht 300 yards down the coast to another state so I didn't have to pay.
The only thing longer than John Kerry's face is the list of inconsistencies in his life.
All right, let's hear what the climate czar,
baby.
Is
he's okay. Climate czar.
That's a good job.
Yeah. He has to fly, though, remember, because his job's important.
I know.
But we have to go further. I have said this before, but I say it again. I'm convinced we will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy. We're going to get there because we have to. I am not convinced we're going to get there in time to do what the scientists said, which is avoid the worst consequences of the crisis.
I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, what is he talking about?
Rick, this again. This goes back to these dire predictions about the end of the world as we know it, and we pass them one after another. Mm-hmm. Now they have been at least wise enough to put them far enough out into the future that none of us will be alive.
Greg called that years ago. The most brilliant move is go ahead and predict something that none of us will be alive to say, you were wrong.
And Rick, really,
and then you
benefit
off the people that are trying to combat it because you're in cahoots with them.
It's the repairman that shows up at your house and says, I don't know that we'll ever get this fixed.
Exactly.
We're going to be working on this forever.
Yeah. Rick, it's a lot like the arsonist who's selling volunteer fire departments.
That is so good.
It's disturbing, and they have set themselves up to try to be able to claim that anything that happens is proof of their cause. If the weather is hot, it's proof of their cause. If the weather is cold, it's proof of their cause. If the weather is violent, it is proof of their cause. If the weather seems to take a lull, it's proof of their cause.
Yes.
Everything is proof of their cause. There is no counter evidence out there that can possibly exist because the cause is so righteous.
To your point, if it doesn't rain, it's their cause. If it does rain, it is our cause.
If it's a drought, it's their cause. If it floods, it's their cause.
They're in the position now where whatever happens, we'll see.
Can we hear John Kerry again? He has such a pleasing voice, too, I think.
Oh, gosh.
To go further. I have said this before, but I say it again. I'm convinced we will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy. We're going to get there because we have to. I am not convinced we're going to get there in time to do what the scientists said, which is avoid the worst consequences of the crisis.
Is there any possibility? Was he kicked by a mule in the head at some point?
Oh, do you know?
It wouldn't have to be a very good aim. That big old head.
There's two good ones back to back right there. Oh, my God. Nice assist and nice dunk.
Keep in mind, if you really think that carbon is destroying our planet, it doesn't matter how important you are, John Kerry. Your plane is still destroying the planet.
He's got to get around, Bubba. Tell everybody about it.
It doesn't matter. He's still destroying the planet.
He's too important.
It doesn't matter. He's still destroying the planet. When John Kerry parks the jet and starts doing everything via Zoom, then at least you have some credibility.
Years ago, before technology, he may have had a good argument.
Not anymore.
2023,
that's right.
He does not have a good argument.
You can be anywhere.
They don't need to have climate summits. Everybody can get on. We can all get our number to either call in or send us the link so we can join the meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rick, it's like if we're poisoning the water, but for us to go to a poison the water meeting, we're poisoning the water.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
And we still, no matter what the cause, how important, we're poisoning the water.
Which tells you they don't really mean it.
No, because if they meant it,
you wouldn't do that.
Or it's the highest level of I'm somebody and you're nobody. Right. So listen to me. Mm-hmm. Do as I say, not as I do. I don't really care for that.
No. We'll be back. And does anybody listen? I mean, can you imagine? What if you went in and there was like a conference and there were two speakers? And it was Al Gore and John Kerry.
I can't think of a more dismal thing I'd have to do.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Where'd he go? Biden clips.
He's hiding in the
basement. Anybody know?
Basement Joe.
Now, remember a couple of them. Joe. We'll just start with the threes here, Adler, and we'll just run through them. So, first of all, remember that Biden constantly brings up things that are either no longer accurate or never were accurate. Once again, you know, he'll claim. Remember, he claimed he was a civil rights
Rick. He went to
activist.
A lot of churches.
Yeah, and he was, and everybody, and then we. But here's the bad thing: it's one thing for people to disagree. It's another thing when people pull up old clips of yourself and you disagree with yourself.
Yeah. You're saying something. Lying.
That's not good. So now Joe Biden is going to refer to his daughter as a social worker. Unfortunately, she hasn't done this since 2012. So we're talking about 12 years ago. 11 years ago. So here we go. Here is the president letting everyone know that his daughter is a social worker.
All right. And by the way, even if I didn't want to do this, I'd be in real trouble. My daughter's a social worker, and this is what she does. And so if I didn't, I'd be in real trouble with my Ashley. You got an Ashley. We got an Ashley. You think what? I'm joking? I'm not joking.
See, that's that thing he keeps doing. You think I'm joking, but I'm not joking. It's almost like he realized he's rambling.
Yes.
But
seriously,
I want to give the president, because I don't want to be too rough on him, I'm going to give him a half right. Because one time in her life, for a period of time, his daughter was a social worker.
11 years ago.
She just currently isn't a social worker.
So it wasn't a complete fabrication.
So I'm going to give him a half right. Yeah. Okay? Now, I'm going to hear the clip again, Adder, if you don't mind. It sure does sound like he's talking about now, though, he's talking to this group. So we'll listen again.
And by the way, even if I didn't want to do this, I'd be in real trouble. My daughter's a social worker, and this is what she does. And so if I didn't, I'd be in real trouble with my Ashley. You got an Ashley. We got an Ashley. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking.
Well, this thing he keeps doing about you think I'm joking.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
You know, he'll say things I did too for a minute. I thought,
wait, he's having trouble with his what now?
I know. That's what it sounded like.
He said that's what she does.
I know. He did. He didn't say did. You're right. All right. Next, remember this. Remember the next one. If you couldn't say Kamala Harris, you're a racist. If you did not pronounce her name correctly, it's because of some sort of deep-seated bigotry.
Oh, yeah.
She's already called him a racist before the election, remember?
Yeah. Boy,
she
Greg,
became his partner.
Can I tell you, there's one thing that you're not going to let them get away with, and she did say that about him.
Yeah. And women should be believed that they're accusing him of touching them.
Yeah, right. But now they've been serving together.
But yet she got on the ticket with him.
Yeah. So anyway, here comes Joe Biden, and he's committing what we were told early on. You can't do this. Yeah. You can't mispronounce Kamala Harris's name. If you do, there's some deep-seated bigotry there. And here is the president, and he's going to get all twisted up with the vice president's name. Here we go.
But as Kamala said, we're all closely monitoring the storms. But as Kamala said,
Bubba, that's the one we were told not to
we're
use.
We're all closely monitoring the storms. But as Kamala said,
look at the guy just to the president's left.
Okay.
Takes his hand out of his pocket and rubs his head
in
disbelief when he says Kamala.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he rubbing his head in disbelief, or is that a sign that he's saying hey to his family? Hey, when I rub my head, I'm saying hey.
No, I think he's going,
is this the Golden State Warriors?
He had him at the White House yesterday. And there's also an awkward moment when they're trying to take a big photo, and he gets down on a knee in front of them. The vice president had a comment that she wasn't going
to Kamala?
All
right. By the way, remember early on, stop calling her Kamala. That shows you don't care enough to say her name right.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kamala Harris.
They broke it down.
We were all told, because we came out with Kamala, and we were told,
Kamala was
one.
Yeah, well, we didn't know. Yeah.
Well, we were told, like a comma,
it's Kamala. Yeah.
Kamala.
And all people know that, except some of you out there with deep-seated racism.
Yeah.
So here we go now. He's going to kneel in a photo op, and so listen to what happens with this back and forth between him and Kamala Harris, our vice president.
I'm not doing that, she said.
There was confusion on where they stand in the photo op. There's a little step down there, and Vice President decided to do that. Mm. And he stayed on a knee, awkwardly.
Yeah, well.
Why is he on his knee?
Well, is he blocking somebody in the picture?
Way out to get up front. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you see people. Hey,
I'm impressing. Get down on one knee. I can't.
Oh, he got up too.
Yeah, quick feet.
Well, this is that thing. This is why every now and then he runs.
Yeah,
he wants us to show us that he still has all kinds of.
He can't ride a bicycle very good.
No, he's not very good on
that. Can't speak.
Well, God love him. So today, not too bad. He thinks his daughter's still a social worker. That hasn't happened since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get the vice president's name right. That was not good. But showed a bit of flexibility on being able to take a knee in front of the Golden State Warriors.
Now, Bubba, you're our NBA expert. You probably keep up with it more than anybody. Didn't the last time they win, Trump was in office and Steph Curry said that he just couldn't go to the White House, and then Trump rescinded the invitation, and they didn't go.
Yeah, they had something going on.
And
like
their
that.
Coach really kind of big Steve, live, too.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah. Is that all
I liked him when I was
a basketball. We know what that's about.
Fan of basketball.
Yeah.
That's about recruiting.
That's all that's about.
He didn't mean any of it.
No, it's the same reason college coaches were in Black Lives Matter marches.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sorry it was.
I mean,
let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, historically, coaches will side with the political aspiration of the players, usually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty common.
You got to give the former Missouri head coach props one time when he finally announced, I'm not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When the whole campus started demanding this and something else, whatever, and he's finally like, I'm out.
Yeah, and the way the Dems are running California, I don't understand how any NBA player that's based in California can be a Democrat.
Yeah.
It's on emotional base. They don't.
Yeah, you're not allowed not to be. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. If you want some endorsements or all that.
Yep.
So it's all a.
I wish he was wearing Bubba's flat bill hat.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was great.
I wish that so much.
Like
I've
that,
never
man.
Seen a flat bill hat work so hard. I know.
The bill almost bent.
It was under a lot of load.
We have video to go with it. Do I need to talk about the stories, the video?
Well, you just
got it all together.
In the footage, you're just going to see a dump truck doing what you're going
to
describe
and the
onlookers from the neighbors. Mm-hmm. But you might want to let everybody know why he's doing it.
All right, California in the L.A. area, an angry gentleman took revenge on his house.
Oh, boy.
After his soon-to-be ex-wife filed for a restraining order. Sitting behind the wheel of a, wait for it, dump truck.
Big one, too.
The L.A. man deliberately drove straight into his home, showing it who was boss.
And a neighbor's car got caught up in it, too.
Crushed a neighbor's car.
Golly.
You can't even have a car if you're the neighbor. And rolling over their yards for good measure. Said it took about 45 minutes for the police to get there. But I guess she was going to get the house. In the divorce, and he said, not so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather destroy the house than you have it. And he uses his dump truck, I guess, from work to get the job done.
Yeah.
This is a real life, if you ever heard the song Papa Loves Mama, John Brooks. It's a real life version of that.
Okay.
And it's got language, but it's beeped out.
Okay. It is. Should
I see him hit the house?
Oh, look. Here we go, Bubba.
What is he doing?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, he can't believe it. He can't believe it. He's going to give another run. He's going to give another run. He's going to back up and get a run.
He's not done. That's a big dump truck, too.
Look at white car.
Look at white car. Oh, white car. Why are we crushing the neighbor's car?
That must be her car, maybe.
Is that her car?
No, it's a neighbor. Says the neighbor's car.
Well,
in the
why
story.
Is he mad at it?
I think that it was just parked in the front.
But he went after it on purpose.
He didn't like his angle.
And it could be her.
Is he moving it so he can get in?
Maybe
he's still going.
He's putting the car into the house.
I think maybe it is hers.
It's got to be her car.
Yeah, it's got
I don't
to
think
be.
That's a neighbor's car.
Got to be. I mean, at what point do you go, okay, wow, so this is enough. Well, I'm going to go again.
Y'all, he's still
going. Spin the tires now.
Stay in it! All right, so. Oh, now he's stuck. Is he stuck, Greg?
Oh, he may be stuck.
No, he's out.
Nah, he's got to go.
Get you another run.
That's the neighbor's car.
Oh, there's the neighbor's car.
Right, he didn't mean to do that.
There's the neighbor's car.
That was her car then. That's right. Yeah.
He tore her car up, and then when he got ready to leave, he accidentally hit somebody else.
Did he leave now or did he get another run?
I guess it's over now at that point.
He wanted that second run, but he couldn't get it lined up.
Yeah, he was going to park that car in that bedroom, wasn't he?
How dare her put a restraining order on him?
He's clearly showing there's no need for that.
Yeah, well, that was a little unnecessary.
Wham. You know, the house stood up against it better than I thought.
It really did.
It's a pretty good house.
The car, not so much.
How about Greg got my robe on there?
Yeah, oh, I'm out in my robe looking.
You can't believe it. How that car survived. There's cars parked on the road for those of you who can't see it.
Yeah, yeah. When you get to that point.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting me. Did you hear the guy off camera talking to the police? He goes, no, y'all need to get here right now.
Yeah.
He's like, this guy's going nuts.
Greg, the power pole almost went down. Did you see that?
It's a little too long a truck for what he's trying to do.
It is. He needs a little stocky one.
Yeah, he'd have been better off in like a Hummer or something like that. He could have got in there a little easier. I like his presentation. I mean, that's an impressive dump truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So are you no longer going to get to go to work either? Don't you think the company's probably not wanting their truck to be used like
that?
Probably is CDL and all that. It's been revoked at this point.
What about when you're a neighbor across the street and you're enjoying the fun? You think you've got it. You think you're out of it. And then all of a sudden this happens.
Yeah, well, he needs a backup mirror like y'all like.
Yeah.
Backup cam.
I hope he at least used that opportunity to say the one-liner. Who's dumped now?
Oh, that's good, Adler.
Dump
me, I'll dump you.
Yeah.
Now, you know he had to drive from somewhere to get there. Any time during that ride did you think, I don't know if I need to do this?
Yeah.
You know, no, he confirmed it. I'm doing it.
Yep.
I think the whole way over there. He'd be stopped at a stoplight. Well, do I really need to do this?
Right. Or like as you've blacked out, maybe when you get stuck.
Yeah.
And you're still trying to get to the house, do you go, what am I doing?
Well, they say that the officers, the 45 minutes they took, people are upset. They said they could have minimized the damage, that he came back three times.
Wow. South L.A. for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Right. Well, gracious alive.
Who got dumped in this one?
Did you see one of the neighbors? He's going, what are you doing?
Go, man. So, I love what he said. Y'all need to get here now.
Like right now.
I mean, he's...
He's trying to talk to him.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Greg, how about this? I got a dump truck and I'm a dangerous man.
I am, and I'm shifting, I'm splitting and stacking.
Oh, well, here's the thing I love too. If you were the one who made the case for the restraining order, is anybody questioning you now?
No,
right. Yeah. I think the judge that granted it goes, well, I told you.
There you go.
Oh,
man.
He's this guy. Calm down. Calm down.
What's he doing?
He's trying so hard to say, come on, everybody, just settle. You know what he needs? The guy that jumps up on the side and said, look, you got to listen to me. Please, you got to stop running over stuff that's dumb. I mean, hear me. I promise you this is the wrong thing.
Yeah.
This is not – you're only making it worse.
God.
You hit the house once. You got to go. And
You need to push the car to the front porch?
I know.
Okay, you rammed it out by the curb. Just leave.
I got your car tore up. I'm mashing it right into the house.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Wow.
That this will not help his case in court.
No, it won't.
We've added all kinds of new things to it now.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how the conversation will go, like in jail. He'll be like, what are you in for? He'll be like, I drove a dump truck into a house.
But then he'll say it was his ex-wife, and they go, I ain't saying you should have done it.
Right. But I understand.
And then there's the conversation at work. So I'm going to tell you what people are saying in the video I'm watching. Is this – that's our truck, right?
We need to go get our truck.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The insanity that was the pandemic, the insanity that was the whole mask thing and forced vaccines, and now money's being handed out as more information has surfaced that maybe some of these things that cost people their jobs, maybe that was a bit of an overstep by the folks who were employing these people. And Bubba, may I present Kayla, I think, Vogt to you, V-O-G-T. Would that be Vogt?
Not sure.
I don't know how you say V-O-G-T. She just got $180,000 from North Memorial Health Minnesota. Here was her complaint, which sounded pretty reasonable. She is deaf, and she told the boss that this mask-wearing rules meant she would not be able to read anyone's lips, and it made communication for her very difficult, so she thought that people should be allowed to, you know, take the mask down at a safe distance for her to be able to communicate. They did not agree with her, but now she's got $180,000 after suing the Minnesota hospital for denying her a job because she was deaf. She went through the U.S. District Court in Minneapolis, and it said that North Memorial Health made no admission of wrongdoing, but they agreed to give her some money. And other actions that were addressed in the suit that we're not privy to. She was trying to say that you couldn't refuse me a job during the pandemic just because I had to read lips because y'all had a mask mandate.
And, the Citizens with Disability Act.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's pretty strong, and you have to make accommodations mandated at the federal level. And I would say that mask wearing would severely limit your ability to read lips. So I don't know how you square those two between the government thinking that that is the only way, that you can prevent people from getting this and the pandemic spreading, and her being able to do her job as a deaf employee.
She said, unfortunately, employers continue to discriminate against deaf applicants based on myths, fears, and stereotypes about the ability to do the job. She said, I thought the request was reasonable, but I was fired instantly because they knew the mask would make it impossible for me to read lips.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't think I can be fired for being deaf on something there's no way I could have foreseen, or we found out might not have even been necessary. The quote she had, which got her the $180,000, they didn't even attempt to work with me. All right, let's come up with a plan where I could still keep my job. And she said, I was just fired instantly with really no attempt to try to accommodate something in this unprecedented, unforeseen thing.
Well, I hope she got something in the agreement that says the next time this happens, they won't do that.
Right. So, but of course, you know, it's funny. The hospital cut the deal. We'll write a check if in there somehow we don't admit we were wrong. I don't understand that. I think the fact that she got the check means you're admitting that what you did was wrong.
They wouldn't.
I mean, because if I didn't do anything wrong, I'd write nobody a check. I mean, it's
Rick. Also, interesting story today. I don't know if we have any video of this. Strange as it sounds, an Australian woman has broken an archery record using her feet. The Australian contortionist stood on her hands and used her feet to shoot an arrow 59 feet and 11 inches into a target for a Guinness World Record.
Adler, this is an important question I want to ask you about this, okay? When you drew on the deer on the staff hunting trip, if you could have shot the deer with your feet, could you have done it? Would it have made that shot possible?
It would have helped, yes. Yeah, okay. I got to start practicing.
I'd like to see you start shooting like that.
Yeah, I got to start practicing like this.
How in the world do you aim that when your head is way down below where the bow is?
That's crazy.
I mean, she...
How in the world?
Please look at... She's standing on her hands, and
she draws it with her foot, too.
Oh, yeah.
That is just amazing.
That is unbelievable.
You got to admit, y'all.
She's a contortionist.
She practiced 6 years before trying to break the record.
What's funny is...
Really? 6 years? It took some time to work on.
Yeah, the forearm guard that you normally wear, she's wearing on her shin.
Yeah.
That's true.
I wish Adler could do that.
Why is everybody running around shirtless?
Nice.
Australia, man. It's
probably kind of hot, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, none of them have a whole lot of clothes on. It appears to be warm.
Well it is.
They're in Australia. They're in the summer.
It's summer there now.
Australian Open to you.
Yeah.
Look, the jaw's out.
Can you imagine doing your body like that?
No.
I've heard get your head out of your rump, but that's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
All right. I'm telling you, that girl.
Really, you could actually tell her to do that.
That girl does not have any back trouble.
Yeah.
No. May after that.
Yeah, that's I can't even imagine.
Contortionist.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even come up with the idea? I tell you what I want to do.
Six years from now, I'm going to break the record.
Yeah, honestly, if you're a contortionist, you got to find reasons to use this ability.
I guess so.
We heard the story this morning, and I thought she didn't have any arms.
I didn't either. Up for discussion. The possibility of that happening. Yeah.
I did, too. I didn't know that you wanted to do it.
Yeah, you could do that if it wasn't necessary.
Get this, too. The standing record that she broke. Standing record. Do you like that?
Yeah.
40 feet. She shot at 59 feet, 11 inches. I can tell you it's hard to make a 60-foot. Well, now, we usually measure in yards, don't we? So what would that be?
Divided by 3.
Yeah.
Everybody went silent. You asked this bunch to do math, you better look at Adler.
20 yards.
I don't have time to get my calculator out. He's the only one that has a chance.
That makes it a little more
How many times you think she hit her shin?
That's still a long way.
Yeah, Rick. It's a long way.
I don't.
Oh, that's nothing.
Contortions make me uncomfortable. I don't like watching them.
I know. It's the, how does her body not break?
This guy's
you know, your spinal cord.
He is pumped.
How'd your spinal cord do that?
It just, it makes me very uncomfortable.
I mean, she's nearly folded in two.
I mean, I think I've accomplished something like if I do a lunge.
Folded piece of paper.
Wish you could do that.
I'm just glad to get out of a chair.
Wish that was your gift, Rick.
That was what I guess.
You remember trying to do handstand push-ups and CrossFit?
Oh, my gosh.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do. That's awful. I crashed on my head, I sure do.
No, you remember that? He threw his feet up on the wall and crashed?
Yeah, right head. Bam! That's a bad thing.
Do it now, Greg. Do it right now.
Ain't doing it.
Not, Greg. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
All right, so we remember when Bubba, you know, America's news anchor, was warning everyone, you know, check your flights. And we have flights being canceled by the gillions all over the place. Everything shut down, computer glitch, blah, 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 blah. You remember when all that happened, right? All that.
Yep.
Matter of fact, yesterday was the first day that I've booked a commercial flight in a very long time, and there was just a sense of dread, impending doom. That came over me. It's so unreliable what I'm going to speak in April. The guys there even had talked about me speaking Friday night and then Saturday morning, and I literally told them, you and I both know I'm never going to get there on time. That even though there's flights that say I should be there on time, you and I both know that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we should depend on me on Friday night. I think Friday night's got to be a watch. I'll do Saturday morning as part of the conference, but you and I both know I'm not going to get there on time. Even if the flight says I will, you know I won't.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. I'm protecting you. Get another speaker for Friday night because there's no way I'm going to make that. I just don't have that much confidence in them. But that's another story. So anyway, the other is this. Tucker Carlson has a theory about all this. Have you heard this yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm curious to see their take on it.
From his show, so we'll just let Tucker talk to you in about 30 seconds on what he thinks is going on here. Here we go.
Almost all ransoms like this are paid in Bitcoin. So if the U.S. government was buying huge amounts of Bitcoin in order to pay a ransom, Bitcoin prices would surge, of course. So the question is, has that happened? Oh, yes, it has happened. Since the nationwide ground stop last Thursday, the price of Bitcoin has shot up about 20%. Is that a coincidence? We asked Pete Buttigieg to come on the show tonight to let us know. Unfortunately, he did not respond to our request.
Yeah, so what he's saying is we do know these ransom guys go out there and they grab your computer, they grab whatever and say, you got to pay us for us to let it go. They hold it ransom. Did somebody do that to the government, which caused all these flights to be grounded?
Now, the government said that is not what happened. They did not say it was hacked.
Right.
They said that basically during an update that they had someone install an incorrect file that caused everything to crash. Mm-hmm. And they're also right now asking Congress for money to update the system.
Hmm.
So, you know, some of that could play into this too.
Prior to that monologue there, he was talking about international hackers that have and some stories that have been verified on how Rick, you talked about the ransom being held.
Oh, yeah, they hack it. They shut it down. They go, if you want us to let it go, you got to pay us this amount of money. Tucker is theorizing, and I want to be clear, he's theorizing that a lot of these hackers want to be paid in Bitcoin.
Right.
And that if the government had to go get a bunch of Bitcoin to pay off these hackers, then
the
value of Bitcoin should go up. And it did.
Well, according to his graph, it did go up, and that did cause it to go up. But it was already trending up a little bit, too. So there was some movement in that.
Sure.
But it's an interesting theory,
it's
counter to what the FAA has told us so far.
Well, the government's always very honest.
Yeah,
well,
they're always very saying what the story that is out there, it's counter to that. So.
Sure. And
I don't know that he has any more proof than the government does on it, other than a theory.
No, you're right. It's all it is a theory.
Yeah.
That's all it is. The other thing, and we stayed away from it, Video 9. We stayed away from it on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Because we're like, you know what, there's no win here. And little did we know, the next day Adler would say what he said and just one of the most, God love his heart. But this new bronze sculptor, and the reason why we're going to go ahead and not do anything off color, But the reason why we're going to go ahead and talk about it is because the King family is even talking about it. There's a new bronze sculpture in the Boston Common that was to honor Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. It's called Boston Statue of Liberty, but it's an odd, it's very, very strange looking.
I'm trying to
see. And we don't really.
Wait a minute.
Greg, I know. That's what you just.
Greg.
Okay. Even the King family is, they're making comments that it seems. It looks real odd.
I don't know what that
this
is.
This was supposed to be part of the iconic photograph of Dr. King and his wife hugging each other.
Right.
And this was supposed to stand or symbolize that. And there's a lot of commentary out there. I'm not going to share all of it with you. You can go read it for yourself. But even some of the King family are saying this is very, very odd.
Mm-hmm.
It's headless. Yes,
it is. I know.
Yeah, there's
it's headless. Why headless? It's
headless arms.
Why headless arms? Here's what I don't get. Why didn't they just do a beautiful, you see how beautiful that art is, a beautiful sculpture of something that we tell is Dr. King and his wife.
Right.
Hugging. Why do we got to be weird about it?
And you know,
they said this was even set up so that if you're at the right angle, it looks like it's forming a heart. But
there's
a lot of the commentary.
Something.
A lot of the commentary is
stay at that angle. Then
it's been taking a much different take on it.
Well, the angles are disturbing. Yeah. Is that the heart right there? Is that supposed to be a heart? Okay, I can see.
Well, you know,
that's her shoulder, and there's his arm.
I don't know statue etiquette, but when whoever's doing this. Can they maybe give you a drawing ahead of time? Go, this is what we're thinking. Then we go.
But the artists like to have a big
reveal.
Do
we wait till they reveal it? No. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know about statue etiquette.
There was a committee. This thing cost, what, $10
million? Yeah, $10 million to the artist. And it went through a process.
$10 million for that.
And they were good with it.
That's the big question.
Greg. Greg. That view there.
It's a tough angle.
Greg.
What do we... Oh wow! Goodness.
Oh, see, that's the even angle. Worse. There's angle. The angle.
Yeah.
Let me tell everybody they need to mark where it looks like a heart and let everybody just stand there when they come to look at it because this angle helps this show, but you don't want that one.
No, you don't. No. It's the first angle I saw, and I didn't know what to do with it.
No.
Look, it threw me so much. I declared I'm not talking about this on the show.
We made a decision.
We made a decision
prior to the show the other day that we can't talk about it.
And well, every now and then something you stamp no win.
Right.
It goes across the desk.
Intimate portrait.
Well, why did this committee?
Good night, lies.
How about
why did
it's just creepy how you look at it?
How did this committee go? This man, this is a man that's going to be honored, and his wife. And the guy says, "Here's what I come up with." I'm with Greg. Where's the person that said, I don't think so.
Can you help me
with that a little bit?
Can it just not look more like them?
This particular statue person must not do faces.
Yeah.
Faces are not my thing. I'm sorry.
How about this?
But you can't do this.
What is your thing?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Let's go to this extent, even though the stories are saying that it went through a process of screening, but let's say that it bypassed everybody. The day they're trying to load it up on the truck, somebody goes, whoa. Right. Keep that here.
Well, it goes back
what's
to
what's that?
It goes back
you're
to
right?
this. Am I wrong about this? It looks like to me. Even the crowd doesn't know how to respond.
I was going to say, did we have any good video of the crowd as they unveiled it?
Greg, Greg, when they dropped it down, it's almost like the crowd doesn't even really respond.
This is a bad
Watch this right here. You see it coming down, then everybody's kind of like, that's not much of a response.
It's like
I don't think they know what they're seeing because I don't.
I don't either.
What is that right there?
Why the headless?
That's not somebody's. See, that looks like a bald
head. Is that a shoulder?
Unfortunately, that looks like a bald head. Unfortunately.
Or a ball-headed brown dog.
It does. That was uncontrollable.
Well, I go back to my original.
It could have been worse.
A lot.
You know, gracious. Well, there it is, break time again.
Yep, there it is.
You said it uncontrollably and then looked around.
Rick, do you remember you on Monday? I don't know why you started to argue with yourself today.
Rick, exactly.
All right, let's go back.
Must have been the blow to the head,
Rick. Must have been. Must have been running in that window. Hey, it's Rick and Bubba. We'll gather right here tomorrow, Lord willing, for another Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, the world is changing at light speed, and you need to be right here to be updated with colorful commentary and coverage.
All tomorrow on the Rick and Bubba show. Thanks for listening to the daily best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.